You're listening to the Queensland Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
It's 19 past 12 and a proposal to make wearing life jackets mandatory on commercial boats is being floated by the Maritime Safety Regulator. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority points to statistics which it says shows too many people are still dying at work after falling overboard. The proposal's been put out to consultation and some industries have wasted no time telling AMSA why a one-size-fits-all approach to life jackets won't work and may make working on boats less safe. Currumbin-based fisher David Lane trialled life jackets on his barramundi boat 4 years ago, but he tells Charlie McKillop he won't wear a life jacket again while working on his nets.
No, I would not, and I didn't expect my crew to participate any further because they were experiencing similar things, whinging about headaches and rashing and stuff like that. And that life jacket that I trialled was an actual AMSA life jacket with a PLB in it and also the gas canister. They were continually misfiring and self-inflating on any amount of moisture that we had on the dinghy and that, so they were out of service instantly. And also that the crew just could not work properly and work safely. It restricted movement. It causes extra hookups on our nets while we're pulling along and pulling fish out. And it was just utterly dangerous. And I just would not even entertain wearing them anymore. So I actually wrote a written report as well. It's on the AMSA website as we speak, condemning it.
AMSA says that it wants to save lives. Isn't that a good thing?
Oh, absolutely. But there is a whole range of domestic commercial vessels. And for our guys up here in the Gulf, working in the nearshore estuaries and rivers and calmer conditions, we have had zero incidents of any falling in the rivers or hookups, any sort of incidents at all. No one's been injured or hurt at all. This life jacket thing, I honestly thought it was done and dusted a few years ago when they tried to say that we had to wear them in our boats. And that's why I participated in that trial. I think the risk factor is higher of an incident happening while wearing one. For instance, if we get pulled over the side into the net or something and it inflates and we're rolling in the net, we got bugger all chance of getting out of that net. So we minimise those amount of risk. And we have the ability to move and freedom of movement and not restrictive.
Is there room for improvement in your industry and things that could make your boat a safer place to work?
Oh, perhaps there is, but there's got to be a limit you go to. You can't just keep piling red tape up on top of red tape on top of industry. It's got to be practical. It's got to be, you know, common sense applied to all this, not just a blanket cover because we're a domestic commercial vessel. Like I said, there's a range of domestic commercial vessels. For us, I do agree there could be some improvement, but as for the life jackets and stuff like that, while we're actually operating our nets, no, I don't agree with that one.
That's Barra fisherman DJ Lane in the port of Currumbin, where he believes life jackets are not the right fit for his boat or his industry. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority, however, says data shows of the 90 instances of crew falling overboard in the past 2 years, 10 of those lost their lives. AMSA Chief Executive Officer Mick Kinley says the old argument about life jackets being too bulky or awkward to wear at work is no longer going to cut it.
We're still having incidents where people are dying, and had they been wearing a life jacket, they most likely wouldn't have done. Ultimately, this is really about changing the culture so that people do start to regard putting a life jacket on like putting on a hard hat on a work site or putting the seatbelt in your car. When it becomes that second nature, that's the real cultural change we're looking for, and how we work out that we can deal with those risks and those issues in whatever approach we're going to take.
But they've already told you that.
They've told us that in some cases, and certainly with some of the life jackets they've tried. There's, again, the designs continue to come out. We'll need to take in those sorts of things into account. I mean, if life jackets make the risk worse, then we would be mad to mandate that. But I think in a lot of cases, these views generally, they're not backed up by hard evidence. Most of the designs now, they're basically like wearing a set of braces. There's not things that stick out from them. They're very low profile. It's a tightly fitting belt, which you can have around your waist. So that risk of entanglement, again, if it's a real risk, yeah, let's have that discussion. But let's also look at how you avoid that risk and still get the safety benefits of being able to stay afloat if you end up in the water.
That is AMSA CEO Mick Kinley. His analogy, wearing a life jacket is akin to buckling up your seatbelt in a car or donning a hard hat, has not gone down well with some, including the Association for Marine Park Tourism Operators, Gareth Phillips.
It's a totally different scenario. Just walking around the dive boat, if you're on a dive boat wearing your dive gear, on deck, you've got to be wearing a life jacket. A passenger on the deck enjoying the sun, you've got to be wearing a life jacket. If you're driving a boat as a skipper on the wheelhouse deck, you've got to be wearing a life jacket at all times. So it wouldn't be practical at all. Our industry does support having life jackets for emergency purposes and using a risk management assessment and processes on life jackets to be worn in their safety management system. We support that, and that's actually one of the options they've given us. We don't need to consider the other options, which is the mandating of the life jackets. And then I'd encourage him to come out on a dive and snorkel boat and wear one of those life jackets for 8 hours. There's inherent risk in any industry that people work in, whether it's construction, whether it's riding a horse, or whether it's operating out at sea. And it's one of our biggest draw cards. We go out to sea, we're extremely safe vessels, extremely safe procedures. You can't have people running around with life jackets all the time. It's you know, if you're working in a life jacket, it can actually in itself be a risk to the person doing the job, because it could be a foul hazard, it could be a hook hazard. So that's where that risk assessment and procedures on life jackets integrated our safety management system and the vessel management is the way to go.
AMSA has already received nearly 300 submissions, and that was within days of opening the consultation process. Mick Kinley says he's not surprised, and he's not shying away from having a debate about saving lives.
There's no doubt wearing a life jacket improves both the prospect of staying alive and the likely survival time. So this is about the situations where there is a risk that someone could end up in the water, trying to improve their chances of surviving by having the means in place to make sure that as much as we can that they're wearing a life jacket so that when they do go over the side, they can be rescued. I'd say it's not rocket science. And you know, life jacket wearing is being mandated around the country in various forms for recreational boats. It's a pretty simple and accepted means of minimising the risk and potentially saving lives.
It's Australian Maritime Safety Authority CEO Mick Kinley making the case for mandatory wearing of life jackets on some domestic commercial boats. Consultation on that measure kicked off last week. It continues until the 17th of December. You can head online to amsa.gov.au/lifejackets to find out more and to submit your feedback.